Henry, in the end, obviously, cruel way to lose that game.
Yeah, no, it was the cruelest manner, I suppose, to lose it, you know. So, look, it's just in the dressing room here now, and it's been devastating, to be fair. So, there's probably not many words we can say. You know, we got ourselves in such a good position, and we obviously had the opportunity to kill the ball in the corner, and it just gets in there, and then it just gets in the goal. So, I haven't even seen it yet. So, look, just for the players' point of view, we asked Niall for a performance that we could be proud of, and you know, me as the manager, I'm very proud of that performance, to be fair, because we got a lot of sucker punches thrown at us, and the goals came at different various stages. Mikey Butler coming from corner back, it can really knock you, but if you go 8 points down and then some great hurling, you know, turn it around and get to a position where we're in, obviously the most disappointing thing is that we don't have the silverware here.
And of course, obviously, the players are bitterly disappointed, and I'm sure, will it be hard now maybe to rise them for a quarter final in a couple of weeks' time?
I'm not going to be fooled and come in and say, yeah, no problem, we'll jump out of this. Like, this is going to take a couple of days to get out of the system. And I said that to the players, look, just go with it, you know, you don't just move on straight away. You have to go with these emotions, and I think that's what we'll do for this evening and tomorrow. But we'll get back in training, and by the end of the training session, you know, they'll be feeling better. And that's what we do. But for now, that hurt and that pain that's there, that's sport, that's why we played. So you have to bring that with you, and I think that's what we'll do. And obviously, I will say, to be fair, you know, a lot has spoken about the character of the players and stuff, and you've seen it so much this year already, like Nolan Park 6 points down, 12 points behind 2 weeks ago here, and again 8 points down in Leinster final, and you know, they've responded very well. So, and I expect, and we'll be demanding that after the disappointment, that they get ready to go again and have a right crack at the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, that third quarter, obviously, you went a pint up after half time, and then Kilkenny went 8 up. Obviously, it takes a lot out of a team to get back into it, but you showed serious fighting quality to come back into that game.
Yeah, I thought that each and every one of them worked extremely hard, and obviously the bench had a big impact, I think, again today. And then we started a hurl, and we looked dangerous, and we looked like the team that was putting together the better scores. Obviously, I think, look, Kilkenny's aerial ability, it's so strong, and that's what kept them a lot in the game, I think, because we had to work hard to get scores. Well, they were probably either winning a puck out or winning a long ball down and slipping it off to someone or getting a score from it. So and I said, look, it's very emotional at the moment, in a sense. I don't have a good grasp of the game, but yeah, it looked like we were unbothered at that stage. But never did it feel. I knew our lads were going to come back and give it a good go, and that's what they did.
Conor Whelan's performance, obviously, 1-6 from play, was a phenomenal performance in any game.
Yeah, no, it was. And look, that's a strength of the character of the player. Like, he wasn't happy with his own individual performance against Dublin. But look, big players play well in the big occasions, and he definitely is that.
Obviously, you played on Kilkenny teams as well that had that never-say-die attitude. You were probably behind in games, and you kept going and going, like Kilkenny did today, that they're never beaten until that final whistle goal, aren't they? Sure they're not.
No, that's it. Then, you know, we know that too well. But I played in a game where it happened to us as well, you know, where Wexford got a goal in Leinster semi-final in the last puck of the ball. So, but it is sore, and it's very hard to take, to be honest, hard to stomach. And but I said, look, I think the character of the players and the want and desire to play for Galway and to represent themselves, and I think as a group and as a team, I can see massive improvements from where we were last year after the Leinster final. You know, there wasn't many words I could say either, but it was just major disappointment. We didn't turn up, and I think today we did turn up, and they gave a great account of themselves. So what happens next is the big one, and we'll dust ourselves down and we'll get ready to go again.
And it's obviously Tipperary or Offaly. I know you're not thinking about that now, but that obviously will be the opponents in the next round.
Yeah, no, just it's very difficult, you know, so whoever comes through that one. But as I said, for us now, it's probably just recover, get over this game, and get back on the training field this week in Attenry, and we go again.
I know you mentioned the Galway support during the week. They were here in their thousands today, and they really got behind their team, didn't they?
Yeah, we were just saying it here as a managing team, like, you know, everything was, the momentum was with us, and we were playing well, but as well as that, the crowd were really with us and winning us on, and that was very evident. And we're just, as a management team, but the players themselves, just so sorry that we didn't get that emotion at the end, that you know, victory, what it would have given to the crowd as well as the players. So it's bitterly disappointing.
the effort, Henry, it took to come back from 8 points down. Do you think maybe caught up in the minute for a finish there? It was down in the corner. There was maybe a couple of chances to clear.
No. We probably weren't. I would say maybe we weren't clinical enough, or probably time wasting as much. You know, or just to want to just kill the ball. Sean obviously was over the ball, looked like he could have given away a free, Sean Hernandez, and moved off the ball. And I suppose that's what we're trying to play. I suppose looking now, could we have given away a free, got set inside and stuff like that. But even still, look, it was very different. And obviously, Pori comes out, Lucy's hurl, had a brilliant game all day. And just, you know, we all said, Jays, he kicked it out. And next thing then, it's straight to Killian Buckley. And obviously, it's an attack and the ball ends up in the back of the net. So, yeah, I don't think that, because all the momentum was with it, all the crowd was with us, so it was just, yeah, unfortunately to say, it was just one of those things.
So was the silver lining today, Henry, as tough as today is, and even the manner of the defeat, I suppose, is that it wasn't the knockout game today, and you do have the chance to come back. And I mean, from the way that the team performed in the fourth quarter today, the character they showed and the quality as well, I mean, when you probably recover over the next few days, I think there's no doubt you can take an awful lot from today, and there's so much left, so much quality and character in this team going into the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, well, that's what we hope, you know. We really, really do hope that. But I suppose we looked at this Leinster Championship, we wanted to get back here from 12 months ago and get back and win and be successful. So. Yeah. That's the disappointing thing, but you're right. I think there is an opportunity for us to dust ourselves down and we'll go again, you know.